Shar Shlishi, the Psicha L'Avodat Pratis. If I'm not mistaken, that's where we left off. Yezer Masher B'Shar Mekoyd B'Mano Nichnasim B'Shar Zeh L'Teich Olameinu Apnimi. More than in... you know what, I think we did... Didn't we do this part? Yeah, we did this part. Okay, let's start the next piece. Kiven el olameinu apnimi yeshnu oid in yanamok kedusha yesh b'zeh. The first thing we talk about is the olam ha'maisa. Now he's speaking about, there's another point that we want to bring out, and that is kedusha. Mahi kedusha. What is kedusha? What is holiness? Is the English translation. Yavo tzad hatumo v'yochiach. So he wants to sort of show what kedusha is by showing what tumah is, and kedusha is going to be the opposite of that. Hametame yatzmo chas v'shalom mashlit al atzmo taivas aguf v'chumrias ha'olam. A person is metame themselves, so then it rules over him the taivas aguf, the bodily desires, v'chumrias ha'olam, and the physicality of the world. Muvad zayt hugarim letamtem liboy, that it makes a timtum alev lebal yargish klal b'matzavo, that a person cannot feel or sense their situation at all. You know, make a plug for people picking up a copy of the Sefer so that they can follow inside, as it's probably very difficult for you to follow me when I'm reading inside. But on the other hand, I do want people to follow inside because he's very exacting with his lushan. So I would highly suggest that you make the minimal investment that's necessary to pick up a copy. Al zikri even itmosem bo, elven itmesem bo. So, it became, right? Timtum halev hu ihar gosha batzmenu. So what is timtum halev? It is the lack of feeling of ourselves. It is a lack of recognition of what's going on within us. Ahefech hu b'kedusha. Just the opposite of kedusha. Milvan mashihi meromemet esa odam ma'ala guf v'chomer. Outside of that which it raises up a person above the physical and the goof, the body and the physical, who niya air al yoda, becomes air, like aroused through it, lahargish batzmoy, to have a sense of self, to be feeling what's going on inside himself, umatzavay, in his situation, lahakir makemon, to recognize his place. So that you have this going on when a person is in touch with the timtum alev, dulls your senses. Kedusha makes you sensitive to what's going on. It allows you to be sensitive to what's within you and what's going on in those inner reaches. Simen ledavar, babir seder abrochas shel atfil amrinan v'maro loymer bina acher kedusha. So in the Shemoneh Esrei, why do we say after the bracha of kedusha, we say the bracha of bina, of understanding? Shnei amar v'agdishu es kodosh Yaakov es elkei Yisrael yaritzu. So it says, and we know the our spirit, Bina. That's what the Gemara Megillah says. Harimimasha Aimrim Kedusha, that which we say, Kedusha, Zeichim le Kedusha, we merit Kedusha. Umahi mitbatat, and how does it come out that we now have Kedusha? Shayyidim Bina, that we have no Bina, that we no understanding. Sar ha-timtum. The timtum has been removed. That covering, that dullness, is no longer there. B'ma shayu toye ruach niu yoydei bina. That which we were making mistakes, now we're yoydei bina. We understand. So we're in that framework of being able to understand and be in touch with ourselves. That's why kedusha comes, makes us sensitive. Now bina gives us that understanding. Ketzavam chai b'kivun el atzmo. So how does a person live with this focus towards themselves? Bekubul b'shem Baal Shem Tov, hikol ma she'anu ro'im misaviv lanu. It's a Kabbalah from the Baal Shem Tov, that which we see around us. Hu kamo ri'i, it's like a mirror. Asher bo hashgachel yoyna mara lanu es atzmeinu, that God is showing us ourselves. Kezehu kivun ha'mabat ha'pnimi. That's an approach. That's an example of this internal approach. That I look out, and it's not that I see, oh, this guy's stupid, this guy's clumsy, and da-da-da, all this one, and the bad mitos. But I'm looking out and I'm wondering, well, what's in me? What's going on inside of me? That's the Baal Shem Tov's idea, is that if you see, like, if there's a Chil Shabbos there, so there's something in you that has a Chil Shabbos. And that was a Maisa with him. Or if something happens, there's this mirror that God's giving us a chance to look at ourselves. Now, I don't know how that applies. Let's say if you're living in a secular area in Chutz Laaretz, so I mean, everybody's going to see Chil Shabbos. I'm not sure how it applies exactly. But there is this idea of being able, at least the basic concept that we have for ourselves, of looking in and saying, where am I there? And there's, I mean, on a simple level, you could think of it like this. Why is it that if you put, there's many experiments, what they do, where they put these people and they have people watch a scene and then people react to it. Why do certain people see certain things and other people see other things? Right. There's something in you that is picking up that. So why is it that you are picking up that? Why is it that out of all the scenery around, you're picking up that particular thing? There's something inside of you that's picking it up, right? It could be what you're focused on, what your thought is. It's this experiment that they did where they showed this movie and a little film clip, and they asked people to pick up something, to focus on something in the clip, to focus on something. And as they showed it, so then a few people chuckled, and they told everybody, don't say anything. A few people chuckled. And nobody else. And then he said, I want you to watch it again. I think he did it twice. Maybe then the third time, they asked, did anybody notice the gorilla, the guy in the gorilla suit? And then finally they showed it the third time. There's this guy dancing around this gorilla suit that only a few of the people had picked up because they were all looking for something else. So they hadn't even noticed it. Wow. So that's part of, on a simple level, so we tend to, whatever psychological factors going in there, but we pick up that which is we're connecting to. Lama nismucha parshas Nazir la parshas Saita. We just had this. Why is the parsha of Nazir connected to the parsha of Saita? Lama lecha shekola roya Saita bekul kula yozer asmin a yayin. Somebody sees a Saita should make himself a Nazir from a yayin. Veroisi adam bekul kolosai and he roya takev his atzmi. When I see that going on, I see myself. The mitzvah called sibuche hached gam benafshi. I find all this tangles of sin within me. Ubamakom aboyz varoyges alachaita hini machapeish etzos onafshi. Instead of being angry at the guy that sinned, I am looking for ways to save myself. I'm looking at myself. Shall I koshel kamosh? I shouldn't make the same mistake this guy did. I shouldn't trip up like he did. That's the way a person who's living with this focus, that's the way he's living. It's not how can I fix that guy or how can I tell that other guy off, but how can I avoid that mistake? How can I not get caught in that trap? Where am I there? Is the same thing going to happen to me? And why did that happen to me? What can I learn from it? It doesn't mean that they shouldn't take preventative action to prevent people from taking advantage of you. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about on the Musar level, not on the practical level, for sure. You got to make sure you take action and take what's necessary to protect yourself. But on a level, where am I there? Laman nismucha parshas Meraglim leparshas Miriam. Another thing we're coming to with parshas Meraglim and parshas Miriam. Fi shelokta al iske diba shedibra ba'achet. They spoke, Miriam was afflicted because she spoke Lashon Hara, and they didn't take the Musar from that. So that's why they're Rishayim. Why? You see something, you got to learn from it. Why didn't you learn from it? Why didn't you learn from what happened to Miriam? Ro, Valeyam Lonoga Mo'ira Klal, they saw and it didn't affect them at all. So their internal world, it didn't go at all. These things didn't go into them. It didn't affect them. Because of that, they're called Rishayim. Because they didn't take the lesson, they're called Rishayim. Hello, Tzadikim Ayubai Soshoah. There were still tzaddikim at that time. They were from the leaders of the people. Because of their greatness, they should have looked what happened to Miriam and said, where am I? How might that apply to me? To put in a carefulness in your speech to the depths of their soul. They didn't take the mussar. They didn't take the lesson. That which occurs around a person, not only does it show the person his own failings, his own faults, but it arouses in him a desire for it. Matzinu b'sipurei b'sifri alaposa ki am kodesh atal l'shem elokecha. Verse 8. Kodesh atzmecha b'moiseloch. Sanctify yourself without it is permissible to you. Dvarim amutarim, things that are permissible. Vacherim, knowing him behem iser, al tisyarim bifnehem. Things that are permissible. And other people are knowing behem iser, don't rise up before them. So it's like, don't do it before them. Chara hainu mevinem kilofaneinu geder shel zehirus. We would look at it like, all right, there's a certain fence. You have to be careful and be sensitive to those people that are being machmir. Shimyan higu heter b'fneim. If we'll act with a heter before them, ulin gam heim lehoyres heter la'atzim. Ulin v'l madrigesim. Maybe they'll also neig heter, and then they'll fall from their level. Ulam lefizeh bilti muvan shesifri karu lezeh kadesh atzmecha. What is it sanctifying yourself for? Sharei ein kan din b'noig heter. There's no din b'noig heter. Elohu din b'hamachmer l'bal yuzak. It would be a din that the machmer shouldn't be damaged. So what does it have to do with me for? I should be conscientious of not causing that guy damage, not causing them to fall from their level. U'behechrech she'asifri magal b'zeh geder nifla b'kedusha. So it must be the sifri is revealing us an amazing point in kedusha. When you find yourself amongst those people that are being zahir, they're being extra careful, yaiser me many more than myself, I have to motivate myself to be like them. At least when I'm around them. Maybe I'm not going to be able to hold that madrega the whole time, or be like that all the time, but at least when I'm around them, I should try to be like that. Assuming that what they're doing is good and proper. Kamaroya Saita, Chayav Ligdor Atzmo, Misiba Skilkula, you see a Saita, you have to make a fence for yourself. Kacharoya Nisharim, Chayav Loir Atzmo, Lizahirus. You see people that are being extra careful, you also have to arouse yourself to a level of Zahirus. Uzeo Geder Shil Kedusha. This is within the Geder of Kedusha. Hamakiras Makaimo, this person knows his place. It's one of the memchas dvarim that Torah is acquired with, to know your place. They could come to God, they have to sanctify themselves. They shouldn't rely on their importance to go up. They have to sanctify themselves, they have to be prepared to appear al amdam on this where they're going to be in this situation, to stand there before God. Kamkan geder nifla shel kedusha shiyamdo b'mokom anikva lehem is also an amazing point of kedusha. Shiyamdo b'mokom anikva lehem v'lo yismuchu al chashivusam b'itkarev yaser. It's also a point of kedusha. They have to know to stand in your place that's anikva lehem, which is set for them, and not to rely on their chashivus to get closer. Harei yirtzu l'itkarev yaser l'Hashem. They want to get closer to God. They're going to want to get closer. It's kainis in the Beis Hamikdash. Wants to get close and close. The yichshivu ki mitzad malosam mutter. And they might think because they're a kain, they're milas, maybe it's permissible. Will I af magia lahem? Maybe it's coming to them. L'itkarev yaser, to get closer. Vayimer lahem Hashem. Hashem says to them, ki kedusha hi dafka lahakir smukaymu kedusha. Specifically, you have to recognize your place. Leos muchan laamoid b'mukam. You have to be prepared to stand in your place. V'ledat, to know ki b'shum oifen ein lachapes hitalus v'kirves elokim mechutz l'mukaymu. And under no circumstances should you be looking for growth or to raise up growth or closeness to God outside of your place. It has to be within who you are, within where you are, within who your place. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't grow, but it has to be within a certain framework. He called hit alut svuya la'adam ach v'rach v'kivun al'atzmai. Growth, all the growth that you're going to have, that a person can have, is only when it's within oneself. You have to stay within yourself. To stay with, it has to be from within and focused in. You leave your place, you leave yourself. You're going away from yourself. You're not going to find holiness and growth out far from yourself. If you try to, we'll see, he's going to give examples. As you try to imitate somebody else's avoda, that's not going to bring you to growth in kedusha. You put on 100 pairs of tzitzis, is not going to, that's not your avoda. That's not going to bring you greater holiness or greater closeness to God, most likely. I can't say everybody know everybody's particular avoda, but that's l'chaira, not it. Mahu ha'adam atzmo, so what is the person himself? Well, who are you? Who is the adam atzmo? Anachnu merkavim miguf v'ruach. We are made up of a body and soul. Harkava mishlemet ad lahafli. It's an amazing synthesis. Yefshir lahafrid chelki ha'odim. You can't separate one from the other. Kol machshava, kol dibur, kol maise, mumuzgayim, mugormim, nafshim, v'gufanim gam yachad. All these things are combinations of body and soul, the thought, the speech. Right? You do. Hitkashut ze shelaruach begufenu hihi seid chayenu. This connection of the spirit, the ruach, in our bodies, that's the secret of our lives. Hafardasam hiyamavas. When they two separate, that's death. Life is specifically that unique combination of body and soul. When the two of them are together, you separate it, you have death. Haray shalosh avchanos ba'adam. There's three distinctions in the person. You have the guf, the ruach, and the chiburam yachad. There's the soul, the body, and their connection, where they join. Ha'adam ha'atzmoy, eneinu ha'avchona achelkit shel avchona chibur guf v'ruach. The person himself, it's not this point of this one point, havchana chelki. It's not one of these parts, but it's rather this combination of the body and soul. Kakeru Rabbeinu Maral es achibur shel guf v'nefesh ha'adam atzmoy. That's what the Maral calls it. V'dibarnu me'ata al akivun el atzmeinu. We're speaking about focusing towards ourselves. Neinu yoidim be'yeser diuk sha'akivun hu el nekudas achibur shel chelki ha'adam. So we know, to be more exacting, that the focus is to these points of the connection of the pieces of the parts of a person. It's not focused on the body alone or on the spirit alone, but on the chibur, the connection between the two of them. Ulam chibur ze soid kamus hu libareinu yizbarach. However, this connection is a secret that's hidden and only known by God. How does it work? I mean, how can that be? How can you have something spiritual connected to something physical? The two opposites. How could they be working together? How could you have the two things? Eterem yitzliach v'le'olam lo yatzliach yilud isha lefaneach eschidat harkava. Nobody's figured it out, and it will never be figured it out. To solve the mystery, the riddle of this connection, this intertwinement, this synthesis.
It's
However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has revealed to us and has even put in our nature the attribute that allows us to connect between these two extremes and actually opposites in a way that we can create unity. Mida zu hi adas. This mida is das. That is the mida that has the power to unify these apparently polar opposites of pure spiritual and pure physical. Hu asher garsinu b'brochos daf nun hei amud aleph. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, yodea ya b'tzalel l'tzaref oisei shenivru behen shemayim v'aretz. B'tzalel knew how to connect up the letters that heaven and earth were created with. Ksiv hachav yimalei oisei ruach elokim b'chochmo uv'tzuna uv'das. He was filled with chochmo tzuna das. Ksiv asem Hashem b'chochmo yisir aretz. God in his wisdom planted the world. Koinein shemayim b'tzfuna. He made from the heavens with his tzfuna. Ikseb bedaito tzahimos nikfu. Bedas, the tzahimos, the lower worlds, were fixed. Das, so what is das? Right? Chochma, bina, das. What is das? Das is the midah hatsiruf. It is the attribute of connecting, of combining. Ubekoyacha yoda b'tzal livnes ha-mishkan. Through it, b'tzal knew how to make the mishkan. Asher bo muchadim shemayim v'aretz, where you have the connection of heaven and earth. Right? That was his great ability. It was he knew how to create a physical thing in this world that has a combination and it combined the physical and the spiritual. Shemayim v'aretz. Ulai zui tachli seyitzirik. Perhaps this is the purpose of creation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hayshit lano chelkei oilam minugadim zeh lazeh kaguf v'ruach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has sort of put out for us parts of the world which are opposites one from the other, like the body and the soul. Eretz v'shemayim, heaven and earth. V'aleinu la'achid anigudim l'avodas Hashem. And we are supposed to unify these opposites in the service of God. V'amida shenitna lano l'avodas kabir zu hi adas. And the attribute that we have to do this great task is das. That's what gives us the ability to bring together heaven and earth, body and soul. G'day la daya shenitna ben shtei oisiyais. It says, great is daya, it was given between two letters. Shenemar Elokim deos Hashem. Aleph deos Hashem. Amar Rav Elazar Godol Migdash Shenitnu Ben Shtei Oisei. Shneamar Hashem Migdash Elokim. Right, you have the Rachamim and the Gvura there. You have the mercy and the might. V'omer Rav Elazar Kol Adam Sheyesh Bo Deya Kilu Nivne Beis Hamigdash B'Yomov. Whoever has Deya, it's like Beis Hamigdash was built in his days. Deya Nitna Ben Shtei Oisei. Migdash nitin ben shtei oisiyos. So the same way the Deya is between these two names of God and the Migdash is between these two names, that's what builds the Migdash is the Deya. It's Gemara in Brachos. Das hi anekuda merkazit ba'adam. Das, that is the central point in a person. Hamigdash hu anekuda merkazit ba'ilam. The Migdash is the central point in the world. Hamityatsev al nekuda sadas bavodasai. One who can sort of consolidates this point of das in their service, achaz b'mayla muchayevet lebinyan hamigdash. So now he is holding on to this thing which is needed to rebuild the base of migdash. Ilazais, therefore, meikri avodaseinu b'tarei lebli hifrid b'shum oifen bein machshava m'maisa. Not to separate to any extent between thought and deed, bein seichel v'regesh, from intellect to feeling, bein chiyu v'kiyum, between obligation and fulfillment. Machshavos amukos hagu harbei chaykrim. The investigators and scientists have thought very many deep thoughts. V'chukim maisrim isarim kavu al tahaim pe'er ben adrisha v'ben akiyum. They have a lot of theories and things, but there's a tremendous gap between the drasha and the fulfillment, between the concept, the theory, and the doing. Even by the investigators themselves, the scientists themselves, lo kein b'teira, v'gdulea Asher ba kol pirud kezeh letuma yachashiv. Not between Torah and godless. Any distinction between a person that knows, has a lot of Torah knowledge, but they don't act it, so that's not an adam. That's tame. That's not a godl. V'ma meirim divrei me'aramo mipano ki miyisayda Hashem u'alokim sh'avya nivlas bashgocha yaitzei ki alimud huhu amaisa. The limud is the maisa. Klamer shebe'emes ain't pure bein limud v'maisa. There's no separation, no distinction between limud and maisa. V'teicha maisa nivla halimud. Within the maisa is contained the limud. Shezeh mukhiyav misayda yichud. Because this has to come from the unity that exists. Shehuhu yisayt kol haTorah kula, which is the yisayt of the entire Torah. Get us the 2 more minutes, we'll finish up to the next 3 stars. Adam amagbir koyach machshavoso mazniachas hitpailus alev omitnaik shlok thi machshavoso atayva. So a person who is using his intellect, but he neglects his emotions, he's not going to act according to those good, he's not acting according to those good thoughts. Ein ze ela adam chelki. This is like a partial person. Ein is a shlemus. There's no shlemus there. Ala adam li ta'ameitz bavodaso. Person has to work in his avoda. La'ached dafka kol koychasov bavodaso. Unify all his koyach in his avoda. Hamachshava tivyeo li tpailos alev. The thought has to bring to the emotions. V'halev yivyu li dei ma'isim tovim. And the heart to bring to the deeds. Good deeds. Limudo yivyu li dei das halacha. Learning to, knowing the halacha. V'halacha l'mshimir v'kiyum. And the halacha to keeping it and doing it. M'bad zeh ha'shoyif l'shlemus ha'odem l'shituv kol kachosav l'vadaso zui adas. This outlook, this way that you're desiring shlemus and combining the different koichas in the service of God, that is das. Meidach, on the other hand, hadas mechayevet shamaisa yasa b'shlemus. Das requires that it's done in a whole way also. Hamitzvah kifi kol hilchotzeha has to be done according to all the halachas. V'kavanas alev, u'machshavas amayach kamyachad, al pi halacha, with kavana, with machshava, everything together. Zayt salenu ladat, and this we have to know. Hamaor hanitzchi aganuz ba'adam, that eternal light which is hidden within us, yaitse v'loyet, comes out and shines. B'shalhevet, this burning. Dafka ide ichud kol chelki adam, specifically when there is this unification of the different parts of the person. Kishayaskil la'ached gufo v'rucho b'daso, that he's able to find a way to unify his body and soul in the service of God. Moshal amad davar daima, what is this? It's the koyach electri. Hameir v'machamim dafke kishnei kaitvim mazrimim mazerim ela gufo meir. You have electricity, it only works if you got the positive and the negative going together to the receptacle, that's where the light bulb is. You can't just have one, you're not going to get it. It's not going to get light. Right? And you have two polar opposites. You have a positive and a negative. Similarly, the light of man. So too with a person. A person really only lights up when they're able to combine these two opposites, the body and the soul, together in himself. So Hashem will continue.